Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, March 8th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. The European Commission approved Microsoft's planned $7.5 billion acquisition of ZeniMax, saying it found no competition concerns. The proposed deal was announced in September and would be Microsoft's largest gaming acquisition. The analysts at Counterpoint Research report that Oppo became the best-selling smartphone brand in China for the first time in January, growing sales 26% of the year with 21% market share in the month. Huawei and Vivo tied for second with 20% market share each in the month, and Apple and Xiaomi each captured 16%. Bloomberg reports that Tesla subsidiary Gambit Energy Storage LLC is building a 100-megawatt energy storage project in Angleton, Texas. According to the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, the project has a proposed commercial operation date of June 1st. Tesla previously built a 100-megawatt battery project in South Australia to store surplus energy generated by a wind farm. Nubia announced the Red Magic 6 and 6 Pro phones in China, both with 6.8-inch 2400x1080 AMOLED displays that can refresh up to 165Hz and scale down to 30Hz to save battery. The series also sports a Snapdragon 888 chipset starting at 8GB of RAM and 128GB of storage, with 66W charging on the standard Red Magic 6 and 120W charging on the Pro, available now in China and globally later in March. Amazon expanded its Amazon Food delivery service across 62 zip codes in Bangalore, India. Amazon Food is still limited to the Bangalore market, but this is the first expansion since launching in May, then only serving 4 zip codes. Intel agreed to work with DARPA on the Data Protection and Virtual Environments program, which aims to advance fully homomorphic encryption, or FHE, which enables encrypted data to be processed without decrypting it first. Intel will work on an application-specific integrated circuit accelerator to speed compute times, as current FHE workloads take weeks to compute operations, conventionally done in less than a second. A new note from analyst Ming-Chi Kuo claims Apple plans to release its rumored mixed-reality headset in mid-2022, expected to be priced around $1,000. Kuo says the roadmap for Apple's MR will then be followed by a more AR-focused glasses product by 2025, and then a contact lens type sometime between 2030 and 2040. Google TV began rolling out support for profiles for children in the U.S., either linked to a child's existing Google account or able to be created on device with just a child's name and age. Adults can share, select, purchase Google Play content with kid profiles, set watch limits and bedtimes, and block specific apps. McAfee agreed to sell its enterprise security business to the private equity firm Symphony Technology Group for $4 billion, with the deal expected to close by the end of the year. Symphony Technology also acquired RSA from Dell last year for $2 billion. Apple partnered with the nonprofit Common Sense Media to curate collections on Apple podcasts aimed at kids with age group recommendations. Content will be updated monthly with new themes, with suggestions available today in the Apple Podcasts main homepage carousel. Microsoft began public testing of the Edge browser on Xbox consoles. Testers in the Alpha Skip Ahead group can access the browser on Xbox One or Xbox XS consoles with support for extensions, vertical tabs, collections, and most Edge desktop features, although full keyboard and mouse support isn't available yet. Apple confirmed it will no longer sell the iMac Pro after current stock is sold. The Apple Store currently only has one $5,000 configuration of the iMac Pro listed, with a 10-core Intel Xeon W processor, 32GB of RAM, and a 1TB SSD. The GSMA trade body plans to hold an in-person Mobile World Congress in Barcelona this June, with an expected 45,000 to 50,000 attendees. Attendees will have to show a negative COVID-19 test to access the main venue, with repeat testing every 72 hours, with MWC also offering a new contact tracing mobile app, real-time occupancy monitoring, and improved air conditioning at the venue as additional precautions. OnePlus will announce its OnePlus 9 series devices on March 23rd at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. The company confirmed the camera system was developed in partnership with DJI subsidiary Hasselblad, will use the Sony IMX789 sensor, support 12-bit RAW photos, offer advanced color calibration, and include 4K 120 frames per second and 8K video modes. And finally, following 8 months of delays, Super Nintendo World is set to open on March 18th inside of Universal Studios in Osaka, Japan. Visitor numbers will be limited to the park at opening, and all visitors will be required to wear masks. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Looking for inspiring stories? Listen to the EY Leading Into Tomorrow podcast. It features compelling stories from leaders across government and the public sector who've transformed their organizations and services. From the impact of grants to how digital innovation is reshaping affordable childcare, you'll get actionable insights and ideas that can be used around the world. Download Leading Into Tomorrow by EY wherever you get your podcasts.